Good evening, everybody. I'm not sure exactly what the Lord has for me to talk about tonight. I just want to start out just by thanking the Lord. My dad, it seems like every time I turn around, he has one ailment after another. And this week, it's like I just called him to see how he was doing, and he just said he's got a pain in his back, and he thought he might have pneumonia. And I prayed about it, and kept checking on him. He said he needs to go to the doctor. I said, Dad, you need to go to the doctor then. And anyway, I finally called him yesterday, and he had went to the doctor. And sure enough, it wasn't pneumonia, but it was just a lung infection. And the doctor gave him all kinds of antibiotics and steroids and all that. And he said just in that day, he started feeling better. But I was praying, Lord, every day, just to take the pain away, whatever it is. I don't know what the Lord has planned for me, but just keep me all in prayer. I'm just kind of feeling right now that, being that out of seven siblings, I'm probably the only one that is able to go there and take care of them. I don't want to leave this family here, but if that's what the Lord has for me to do, and just keep me in prayer about it, that I might have to go there and just to, make sure that he's getting taken care of and they're getting taken care of. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what, I'm hoping to get back to visit him soon, but anyway, I just hope that, the Lord, takes care of him or finds a way to take care of him that I can still be here, but if I need to go, I'll go. But I just had to mention that, and because that's what's going, I'm going through this week is, try to figure out a way to, be there to help them. And I've already went twice this year, and I'm probably going to go back again before the convention, Lord willing, that is, to help them out. But I just, the main thing in this is that, I know that I have a family here far better than the family that I had in blood. And I know that you guys, Christ through you, in the body has given me strength that I couldn't find anywhere else. And I know that there's a lot of spiritual warfare. He says we'll have all these things with persecutions. And I know that the persecutions that I have for my family and coming against the Lord and the fact that the Lord gave me a strength that I never knew that I could even possess. And when I was there, that I didn't fall. I didn't falter. I stood fast in the Lord. And I praise God. I'm a pretty emotional person, and I just praise God that all through all it all, I did not falter, and I only give Him the glory because without Him, there's no way I would have made it through. And I just want to praise God for that.
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to go to Psalm 25, verse 4, which is also a song that we sing. Start at 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. And I know a question I've been asking myself a lot lately, which is, do I really want to know the truth? Some I've been thinking about. Because I sing the song all the time. I read the psalm. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. But I still find myself at times when correction comes that I'm offended. I don't like it. The inside goes, So do I really want to know the truth in that moment? No. Do I like that? No, it testifies against me. Do I have to stay in that place? No. Because with my mind, I choose to serve the law of God. Amen. And I praise him for that. One is, you know, there's walking by sight, not by faith, which I have to admit I tend to be my default. And then there's walking by faith and not by sight. And when I'm walking by faith, when I receive that correction, I can choose to want to know his way and learn his path. Choose to receive the correction, even if I don't understand it. I've received correction and I don't get it. I really don't. There have been times I just don't get it. I don't see a way to change it. I don't see a way to fix it. And the fact that I want to see a way to fix it exposes in my heart that I would rather walk by sight and not by faith. Because I can't see how to fix it, it frustrates me. But to walk by faith and not by sight is to receive that correction, know it's right, to ask the Lord to create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit in me. He's the one that does the work. Submit to that process. He is the creator of heaven and earth. Is he not bigger than me not understanding what's going on? Is he not able to show it to me? Is he not able to change it in me? If I choose to submit to him and allow him to, of course he is. And he showed me that over and over and over and over again. And yet I still find myself at times doubting it. But I can choose not to. I know a lot of times in the midst of these things, in the midst of the correction, all I can do is see my failure. And I was thinking about Davy, who talked about how God hasn't called us to fail. And when I'm looking at myself and my own failures, my eyes aren't on him and my hope isn't in him. It's going back to try to have some kind of hope in me, which is hopeless. Just spend like 5 minutes with me and you'll get it. Looking at me, it is hopeless. But looking at him, I have a mighty hope, mighty, mighty, mighty hope in what he is able to do. There is no situation, no circumstance that is too big for my God, and that includes me. Am I going to look at my own insufficiency, or am I going to look at his sufficiency? Because his sufficiency, his grace is sufficient. And he is able, and he is willing, and he is worthy, and he is righteous, and he is faithful to finish that which he started in me, if I will let him. I'm done.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Hello, everyone. We've been blessed to have Brother Davey and Sister Robin around for quite a while, longer than I think either of them anticipated, but it's been a blessing for us. And if you've taken advantage of their presence, more than, I mean, just being here listening on Sunday or Thursday night is quite a bit in itself, but going and sitting and talking and bending their ears and getting tidbits to tuck away, it's just been wonderful. And I've been thinking about some of the things that Davey talked about. The first kind of big topic was the mystery of the veil. And it was really neat how Davey laid it out for us. And I asked myself, and I challenge you to ask yourself too, if you remove your veil, what's going to be there? Is it going to be the shining light of Jesus Christ? Or is there going to be darkness? Is there going to be more of this sinful flesh that's just gotten deeper and deeper inside of you? And it's something to look at, because if you were to look at yourself right now, are you where you should be? Are you where you're supposed to be? Are you choosing him? And one of the things that came to mind when Lisa was talking about how when you receive correction and you're not really sure, you don't get it. I remember Robin kept telling me, I had a physical thing that was just, we like to call it the physical manifestation of your inner chaos. That's what it was. It was demonic. And it started out as physical, and it hung out for a good year or two. And Robin kept telling me, you're healed. When are you going to receive it? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. How do I receive it? I don't know how to receive it. I've received it. I'm healed. But it still hurts. I still can't walk. I don't get it. And I still can't explain it. But one day I was like, oh, I get it. And it was fine. You can't sit around and wallow in your unbelief. You have to stop leaning on your own understanding and lean on his and acknowledge him in everything. Everything. Every little thing, every big thing. When you're making dinner, Lord, please help me do this right. When the children fall and just get a bump or a bruise, I'm sure some people look at me like, gosh, what a heartless mother. We pray. They say amen, so they must agree. They're healed. We move on. Not going to sit there and encourage unbelief in them. It's not good for them. And it's not good for us, which is why the correction comes down and it hurts sometimes, or it feels, gosh, why won't they just give me a hug? It's not what we need. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He strengthens me. If I lean on him and not me, I'll have all the strength I need for everything. And I guess that's where I'm going to leave off.
Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer. Have any of you ever had a bad day? No. Gosh. What's that, right? I had me a couple of bad days. And it really wasn't until I was on my way over here this evening that I realized I was an idiot. A flipping idiot. Why did I have a bad day? It was my choice to have a bad day. Whatever it was, it started out with one little thing. And somehow between my ears, that got me all wacky. And instead of seeking the Lord for help in any of these things, I just went ahead and had myself two bad days. I mean, I spooled the first and right into the second one. I mean, one wasn't good enough for that. If you're going to do it right. You know, that's what I think. But man, how stupid can we be? I know for me, I can be pretty dang stupid, pretty hard-headed. And once I get going on a particular track, man, sometimes I don't turn. But we have to realize that we need to turn sometimes. We got to turn to Him. If you're not getting your direction from Him, if you're on thee do I wait all the day. See, I wrote that down because I wasn't waiting on Him. And I think that we all know in this room that there, that term wait isn't, you know, sitting there twiddling your thumbs. It's waiting, serving, seeking to please. That's the place where we need to be. We can choose to be there whenever we want to down. Just choose it. It's available to each and every one of us. All you got to do is choose it. Choose to have that good day. Choose to serve Him. Choose to wait. As I was thinking about all this, the thing that kept popping into my head is there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. I seem to get myself into a spot where the problems that go on between my ears are my problems. Ain't nobody ever had them problems before, and certainly nothing even similar or close to it. Period. And that's just a lie. It's just a downright lie. It's one that makes me feel good in pride. It helps me to enjoy that bad day just a little bit more. But there's nothing new under the sun. There is nothing more that will ever be made. There is nothing that will be created. Everything that you have need of has already been created by Jesus. And it is here for you. The salvation that you need has already been accomplished. It is here for you. There is nothing new under the sun. A just and loving God has provided you with every little thing that you will ever, ever have need of. You can't, between your ears, make up or create anything that you will ever actually have need of. Now, isn't that freeing? I mean, you don't have to sit around worrying about all this stuff. You don't have to be looking. Yeah, I just had that thought in my head, that song, looking for love in all the wrong places. But really, that's what it is. Because each of us are looking for love. And the place where you're going to find it is in Jesus Christ. Now the problem we have is we look for it in all the wrong places. It's that simple. So before the service, I repented myself of the bad day or days. You know, maybe it was more than two. Who's counting at this point, right? I've moved on from that. I've made a choice to seek Him. I made that choice before and I fell short. But praise God, His grace is sufficient for me. It's available to me now, just like it was then. And I repent of those thoughts, and I seek Him. I'm going to have me a good day tomorrow. And I encourage every one of you to have one as well.
As we do a midweek service, some of the point of it is to come together as a body in the middle of the week and get shed of some of the stuff that's attached itself to us along the way. Because it's yet a couple of days until Sunday. But part of the doing of that is the music worship and just enjoying the presence of the Lord. We come together also to exhort one another and remind one another of the goodness of the Lord. To that end, as I struggle to find again that which I was looking at, okay, there it is. 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm reminded, you know, of our need at times to be reminded of how faithful and trustworthy the Lord is. And that out of Romans 5 and James 1 and other places, the use of that patience word is really our developing an understanding of the Lord's faithfulness in a way that makes us steadfast and unmovable, unswervable. I'm rather trying to explain that on my own. I will go to Paul explaining it to Timothy. For the which cause I also suffer these things, the stuff in the previous several verses. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. As I've learned to trust the Lord, and to whatever extent I've committed my lot, cast my lot towards Him, turned my life over to Him, I can trust Him to keep me, and against that day, that is the day of judgment. that his work was complete, his covering was total, and in that day of judgment, that righteousness of Jesus Christ will cover me and you, because his word is true and he's reliable and trustworthy. You know, if you don't get anything else out of that message that we continually bring, that's a good thing to look. If there's only one thing you get, that's a good one to get. Because it enables you to move from feeling sorry for yourself to being able to say, you know what? He's right. I'm guilty and I'm as unworthy as all get out. And I've been wrong. And I repent. And then you become a partaker in all that goodness when you receive him and learn how trustworthy and faithful he is. That's really all I have. That's really all I need to have. That was just one verse. Well, let's do some music. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart. that I might.